Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope your week is going well, and that you, your family, your friends, everyone is staying strong and staying healthy right now. And I can't believe how fast this year is going. Because, I mean, we are, what, a couple of weeks from Thanksgiving? Where is this going? And I don't know where you're at. But here in Colorado, like, we're used to getting some snow by now. Not a flake. Haven't seen one single bit of it, which is insane. Because we're almost halfway through the month of November. Haven't seen any snow whatsoever. And here we are. Don't look now. College football has a couple of regular season games left. That's going to be done. And we are now at about the midway point of the NFL season. Where in the world is this time going? It is just going so fast. Speaking of that NFL season, like I said, that 2025 NFL season is about at the midseason point. And I can't figure out that league. I don't know what's going on in that league. But I know a few people who might be able to help us out. Today on the Daily Dose, we are going to be joined by our esteemed panel of NFL experts to break down the NFL season and what we have seen so far and what we might expect to see later on this season. In fact, we have so much to get to. We need to jump over to that right now. Joining us this week on the Daily Dose, we have our illustrious panel of NFL experts to let us know kind of what we've seen so far, what we can still expect to see this season, and who in the world is going to end up in Super Bowl 60 this next February. First up, of course, we have president of the Daily Dose I-Team that finds the stories no one else can find. Big Rob was just here last week talking a little college football, but he is back. West Virginia Mountaineer, Philadelphia Eagle fan. Rob, you're back again. And Rob, before we get into the NFL, your Mountaineers got a big win over the University of Colorado over the weekend. But we had been told by Deion Sanders that the time to get the Buffs was in year one because they were coming. But Rob, it seems like year three is also a really good time to play them too.
Yeah, yeah, that works too. A couple of years. They're coming.
This is they're coming. It's gonna, yeah, yeah. Just keep pushing that out.
Delayed, yeah, just a little delayed.
Okay, just making sure, because I know we kept hearing it was coming. Now it seems like it's going. I wasn't quite sure I had the thing quite squared away. Next up, we have Mike in Castle Rock out on the Colorado Plains. Mike, currently our Denver Broncos are sitting on top of the AFC West. Why don't we feel better?
Fool's gold.
Okay. All right. That's a good way to put it. Finally, we have our wily, savvy veteran and DU pioneer, Larry from Centennial. Larry, when do those ski slopes open? And can I go with you during the next Broncos game? Because my doctor, he doesn't care for what they're doing to my cardio health right now.
Absolutely. Anytime you want, Clint, it would be my pleasure. And we're about 40-50 days away.
Oh, dear. Well, that's like another three or four games.
It feels it feels like a lifetime. Yeah,
it really does. It really does. Having never been skiing in my entire life. It really feels like a lifetime. As usual, the NFL has been unpredictable, and many of the teams we expected to dominate have slid back. A few of the teams we swore were going to be terrible have actually kind of looked like contenders. We have parity at its very finest. But first, we do have to mention, former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue did pass away over this past weekend at the age of 84. Tagliabue brought a ton of growth to the league. He had an era of peace with the players' union. He did a pretty good job. Maybe not the most memorable guy, but did a very good job while he was in there. However, I think one of the big storylines this season has been that little tweak in the kickoff rules, basically meaning every team starts at their own 30-yard line every single time. That means you gain, like, I don't know, 20, 30 yards. You're in field goal range, and we are seeing kickers boom the ball. We have now had nearly 100 field goals over 50 yards. It's unreal. We had one almost at 70 yards. Scoring is up. I'm not sure if it's good. I'm not sure if it's bad. I mean, I guess we'll say it's a good thing. Mike, is the scoring being up a good thing in the NFL? Is this new method, is it working?
I think it's good. I think it envelops more a broader fan base, right? You know, the excitement of scoring and high scoring games. It's not too many people enjoy a true defensive struggle. Sure. Or a defensive minded game. So I think the scoring being up is a positive overall.
Rob, do you like the uptick in scoring? Do you like this new kickoff rule, or are you a positive? Is this a positive?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it is a positive. You know, more scoring, more excitement for the bettors out there.
Who would do that?
For the gambling aspect, higher scores are always good. But I will say now that they we'll say they got that corrected. They need to do something about the onside kick.
The onside kick is a bit of a problem. There's a few things they need to do some things about. Larry, I'm not a fan of the idea that every offensive line just gets to stand up before the balls even snap. Is it just me, or are officials just looking the other way? Are we turning this into NBA traveling? What's going on with these false starts, too? I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It is super confusing, I think, for the viewer, for sure.
Right.
I mean,
right.
When you see, like, if they call a false start, you couldn't, you know, half the time, I don't know when it was.
Yeah.
Because all the movement on the line. So I don't really know. I do think they have to look at that. As far as the kickoff goes, though, I got to be honest, I don't know that anybody knows, like, scoring's up, right? If it's because of field goals, well, nobody keeps track of that, I guess. You really have to screw things up not to be in field goal range if you have a decent offense, you know, and you play the ball right from the kickoff. Yeah.
Well, here in Denver, we're more than capable. Okay, we had met back in August, I think it was. We all got together, except for Mike. Want everyone to keep that in mind. Mike was unable. Mike had some things. He had a ZZ Top beard at the time, and he was unable to make it because he was shaving it off. But right now, I want everyone to take a look back at what you picked back in August. And if you get a chance right now, you can brag on what you got right. Now, Mike, we're just going to have... what is it? Honor Among Thieves. Mike, you've got to tell us what you expected to happen, even though we don't have any proof of what he's going to say here. And you're going to tell us, hey, I nailed it. I totally nailed it. What'd you get right going into the season? What did you have right?
This wasn't a stretch of the imagination, and I don't think anybody's going to doubt me, but the Jets and Saints battling for the number one overall pick.
Yeah, they're not very good. Yeah, you definitely nailed that.
Yeah, with the offseason acquisitions, I was maybe not to this extent, but I was thinking that lovable Denver defense was going to take a step up. They've really, really improved on that. I mean, they're on pace to break the all-time sack record. You know, there's a few things here and there that you don't think. You know, halfway into the season, it's tough to say, right?
Yeah,
but I think Denver was going to be, you know, leading the division halfway. No. Do I think it will be at the end? I don't know. It's not looking good.
We'll see. We'll see about that. All right. Yeah, we're going to keep Mike honest. He nailed a couple there. Rob, yep. What do you look back and say that you nailed from our season preview? What'd you get right?
For me, it was the NFC East. I wanted to pick against the Eagles because nobody ever repeats in that division, but I couldn't do it. I thought the Cowboys defense would be bad. I thought the Commanders would take a step back and the Giants would be terrible. And that's how it
nailed
shaped
that.
Up. So. That's the one for me, NFC East and the Eagles.
No, you're exactly right. Larry, what about you? What'd you get right?
Well, I got a couple things right, but mostly I think, you know, Green Bay, I think, and it wasn't a stretch. I didn't go out on a limb on anything here. I'm kind of picking the things that are working right for me, right?
Sure.
To tell you what I got right. Green Bay and the Rams, I think. Yeah. I had them high on my list. Green Bay still has something to prove, but I think by watching the Rams, man, they just look really good. I know they've dropped games too, but man, when they're on, they're on.
Yeah, they are. I picked a couple of teams. I picked Tampa to be the class of the NFC South. It's kind of like being the most ethical senator. I don't know, but they're on top of the NFC South for now. And I thought Washington would take a step back. So I'm going to go ahead and take a victory lap on that because everything broke their way last year. And you just kind of felt like it couldn't happen again. All right, Mike, you weren't here, but was there something that just shocked you that you were like, I missed that. I wouldn't have got that pick right. What did you miss?
I thought against, you know, being a homer here, I thought Bo Nix and the Denver offense was going to take a step forward. And
yeah,
it has been in a complete about face. He looks like a rookie. His footwork's terrible. I really thought with a good offseason, going into a second year, he was going to show signs of improvement. And he's not even close.
Yeah, he's struggling as of recently. Rob, what about you? What'd you miss? What'd you get wrong?
For me, it was the Falcons. Yeah. I had them winning the division. I was all in on them. And even watching them the first half of the season, I feel like the talent's there. But for whatever reason, they can't put it together. So, yeah, that was a miss for me, the Falcons.
They've got talent. They're not doing a whole lot with it. Larry, what about you? Did you have anything that you just missed that you want to say, oops?
Yeah, I had the Falcons too, but Washington, you know, they're just – and I get it. You know, a lot of the things I ended up getting wrong – are because of injury,
sure,
right?
But sure.
I thought Washington was going to play a lot better than they've been showing.
Yeah, you know, I thought that I didn't think that either one of these teams was going to be a Super Bowl contender, but I thought the Raiders would show at least some improvement under Pete Carroll. They've been awful, and I thought the Arizona Cardinals would at least compete. They've been worse. I can't believe it, but the Arizona Cardinals are absolutely horrible, and I thought they'd at least be respectable. No respect whatsoever. So I missed that. All right. Let's jump in to our division recaps. We're going to kind of look at each division at the midway point and see if we can't make sense of these. We start off in the AFC East, where we all expected the Buffalo Bills to dominate and maybe the New England Patriots could vie for a playoff berth. Well, that hasn't really been the case. The Bills have got a number of obstacles. Their offensive weapons around quarterback Josh Allen aren't great. The defensive front is being pushed around. The Patriots, meanwhile, are on top. Mike, the New England Patriots are looking more and more like the class of the division. They might even be the class of the AFC. Did owner Robert Kraft find another soul to sell to the devil?
I don't know where. And when you're a billionaire, I guess the rules don't apply, right? So It's very possible. May is looking like the class of last year's NFL quarterback draft class so far. His completion percentage is out of this world for a sophomore quarterback. The coaching move was the right move.
Yep.
The defense is excellent. Boy, that was one of my big surprises that they're doing so much better so soon.
Yeah, I've been very surprised by the Patriots. I thought they would be good. I didn't think they'd be that good. But I also didn't expect the Bills to be as bad as they've been. And they're not horrible. They're still going to make a push for a playoff spot. But, man, I'm starting to get concerned about the Bills. Anybody on the panel have anyone other than those two teams with a shot at the playoffs?
No.
It's those two are bust, right? Because those other two teams are just hot flaming garbage. Who's got Patriots winning that division? I'm going to switch that up, and I'm gonna make the Patriots my divisional winner there. Anybody else?
I do now, yeah.
Anybody got the Bills getting in? I've got the Bills as a wild card.
Yes.
Bills wild card?
Rob? I've still got the Bills winning the division. I think they'll do that. But I have to put the Patriots in as a wild card and swap out another one. Yeah.
Rob, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to reverse it from preseason. I had the Bills winning it, and I had the Pats sneaking in as a wild card. Okay. And now I got the Pats as the division winner, and I have the Bills making it as a wild card.
All right, I've got exactly the same thing. I think that division is a two-team race, and it's going to be interesting to see how it ends up. The NFC East was also expected to be a two-team race, but the Philadelphia Eagles are on top, and they're just running away with it. The Washington Commanders are stumbling. The Dallas Cowboys are awful. The New York Jets are worse. They were feisty for a few weeks, but that has gone south. Rob, is there any chance that Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni can screw this up? Because the rest of the division looks horrible.
Nah, and that's just because they're too far ahead now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a cushion, so we'll be okay.
Anybody else coming out of this division? I've got Philly and Philly only. Anybody else got anything different?
Nope.
Yeah, it's just Philly right? Okay. Let's jump forward to the AFC North. We expected it to be one of the best divisions in the NFL. That has not been the case. The Pittsburgh Steelers are currently on top of the division, but it feels kind of precarious because they're not a great football team. But the Cincinnati Bengals lost Joe Burrow. They don't have a defense. The Baltimore Ravens have been awful, but they're getting better. The Cleveland Browns are Cleveland Browns. Larry, I know the Steelers are currently on top of the division, but could a team like the Ravens catch them and pass them?
Oh, 100%, and they will. You know, I think Baltimore's too good all around, and that division still is not very good, regardless of what Pittsburgh's record is. I think they'll fall off at the end of the year, so Baltimore's going to win that division.
Do you have anyone else getting in?
No.
See, I'm the same. I've got Baltimore passing them, and I've got them taking the division. Mike, same?
Yeah, same. I think, how many years in the last decade has Pittsburgh started off hot and then just crapped the bed in the second half of the season?
Yep.
I don't know. That may not be exactly what happens, but I think there's too many other good teams in the AFC that are going to squeeze them out.
Yeah, I do too. Rob, what about you? How do you see this AFC North shaping up?
Yeah, I got it the same. Ravens are healthy now, so they make a comeback here, win the division at 10-7. Steelers finished 9-8, but those 9 wins is not going to be enough for a wild card.
Interesting. We're going to see a flip. Yeah, I've got the Steelers now out, and I had them scraping in when we did our preview, but I'm not liking the way that team is playing, not liking the way they're put together. Let's move forward to the NFC North, which is highly competitive. The Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, and Chicago Bears are all within a half game of each other. The Minnesota Vikings are just another game back. Mike, the NFC North is highly competitive. So why am I a little disappointed in every single one of those teams?
I mean, because they're losing games they shouldn't lose.
Right.
That's every team this year.
Yeah,
that's right. Every single team has lost a game they really shouldn't have lost, right? Except for our Broncos, who've won games. The season debut by the Lions, they got blitzed.
Just boat raced, yeah.
And then they went on a run, and now they've stumbled a couple times. You can't figure them out. Green Bay, who are they? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That's a weird division. Minnesota's bringing up the rear, but they may finish close to 500, so.
Sure. Who do you have coming out of that division right now, Mike?
I have Detroit taking it and Green Bay as a wild card.
Okay. Larry, what about you? Larry, how do you see the NFC North finishing up?
Yeah, I have Detroit winning it, and I still have Green Bay as a wild card. I'm going to stick with it. Yep.
All right. Rob, what about you?
Same here. Lions win it all, and Packers sneak in as the last wild card.
Okay. I'm going to go Packers winning the division and the Lions sneaking in as a wild card because I don't trust that defense. Although at this point, I don't trust any of those teams. The NFC North is wild, and I can't figure it out. I wouldn't be shocked one bit to see Chicago come through and knock a team out because they're just goofy enough to do that. And they won another game today that I'm not really sure how they won, but they did. We move forward to the AFC South, and we all expected the Houston Texans to just run away with this awful division again. Well, one team is running away with this division. It just isn't them. The Indianapolis Colts have been the surprise of the league. They're 8-2. Running back Jonathan Taylor should be an MVP candidate. Quarterback Daniel Jones has been very good. Next, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not sure they're flaky. They can win. They have some talent. But I don't always trust them. The Texans are struggling, and the Titans might be picking first again in the NFL draft. We will see. But, Rob, how much faith should anyone have in the Colts and in Daniel Jones?
You can trust them during the regular season. This feels like last year's Vikings to me.
Yep.
Dominate, and then once they hit the playoffs, they get in trouble. But I got the Colts winning the division. I've had the Jags finish up at 10-7, but this is going to be my last team out. They're right there. The schedule, they kind of limp to it. But that's my last team out. So I just have the Colts winning the division.
Okay. Larry, what about you? How are you seeing this AFC South go?
Yeah, this might be a surprise, but I had to change things up.
Okay. A little bit. What? Yeah. No way.
Yeah, for sure. Indy winning the division, and my earlier pick of Jacksonville winning the division, I don't have them in the playoffs.
Jacksonville is out. Only team getting in is the Colts?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, what about you?
Yeah, I think like most people, I had Houston win the division.
Sure.
I just thought it was going to be kind of like the NFC South, you know, by default, just because the other teams are so bad. But boy, Indy is impressive. They currently lead the league in point differential. So it's not just the Daniel Jones show. The defense is playing very well. They win that division going away, and they're the only team to make the playoffs in that division.
All right. I'm going to put the Colts in as division winner. I'm going to have the Jags scrape their way into a wild card, and I'm going to just feel sick about even doing that. Moving forward, the NFC South is maybe the worst division in the NFL. It's definitely the flakiest. Currently, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on top of the 6-3 record. Bizarrely, the Carolina Panthers are just like a game and a half back. I don't know what's going on there. The Atlanta Falcons are bipolar, and the New Orleans Saints are awful. Larry, do we trust anyone in this terrible division?
No, but what do they say? Somebody's got to win it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going with Tampa Bay. I had Atlanta, and I no longer have Atlanta in, so I'm only picking Tampa Bay to come out of this division as the winner.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. Rod, what about you?
Same for me, just the Bucks, and I think they get healthier too. They've had a lot of injuries, so I think they get on a somewhat hot streak down the stretch. But just the Bucks from this division.
I could totally see that. Mike, how are you looking at this NFC South?
Keep it simple, stupid, right? I think it's going to be the same. Tampa Bay. I'm surprised I did not have Carolina improving this much. They may 10-7, maybe 9-8, something like that, but I don't have them high enough for a wild card.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it about the same. I think Tampa's just going to kind of walk away with this terrible division because there's just no competition and they don't have a tough enough schedule. We now reach the AFC West, a division very near and dear to, three of our hearts. Hey, this division has now been won 9 times in a row by the Kansas City Chiefs. But right now, the Chiefs are in third place behind the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Chargers. Mike, is there any way that the NFL can orchestrate a way for the Chiefs to overtake those two teams and win their 10th division title in a row?
Absolutely. It can absolutely happen. I like Harbaugh, but I don't see how they can. As good as Justin Herbert is, that offensive line is decimated.
Yeah.
He is taking so many hits. I just don't see him continuing along the path they are. They may stumble a little bit. Denver's schedule becomes real here coming up here shortly.
Yep.
Next week's game, it literally in week 11, maybe for the division. It could send Denver into a spiral. If Denver somehow picks it up, it's a huge lead on Kansas City. So
yeah,
I actually have Kansas City winning the division with Denver and the Chargers as a wild card.
Okay. Wow. You've got this thing jumbling up quite a bit, Ben. Larry, what about you? How are you seeing this AFC West finish?
Yeah, I have to go a little bit away from what Mike just said. I don't know. The schedule gets tough with Kansas City coming up next week, but after that, you've got some teams that are, not great. So I didn't have the Broncos win in the division. I do now based on the record and the rest of the schedule. So and I've got the Chargers and Kansas City making the playoffs too. So
three
teams coming out of the West.
You've got three of them getting in. All right, Rob, finish this up again. Once again, you're the only one objective here. How is the AFC West going to play out?
Yeah, I got three in as well. I think the Broncos, they have a big enough lead, so that's my division winner. Chiefs get hot, make a run, but not enough. They get in as a wild card, and came down to the Chargers and the Jags for me. I think the Chargers limp to the finish, and they get in as well as as my last wild card.
Okay, I have got Broncos winning the division. Like you said, the lead is just too much, and I've got the Chiefs getting in as a wild card. I feel like the Chargers, that offensive line is a problem, and God forbid Justin Herbert get hurt, because it's going to go south real quick if he does. That's going to get real, real ugly. Plus, it's going to change, the running game. And that running game has at least been solid. If Herbert's not in there, it ain't going to be solid anymore, because you're going to be able to stack the box. So I've only got two coming out of the AFC West. We finish up with the NFC West. It might be better than expected. We've got the Seattle Seahawks, the Los Angeles Rams, and the San Francisco 49ers all battling for a playoff berth. And then we have the Arizona Cardinals. What do you even say about the Arizona Cardinals? It's depressing every single year. Rob, at what point will Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold turn back into a pumpkin?
It's just like the Colts. He'll be fine for the regular season.
Okay.
The playoffs is when they get into trouble. So, yeah, I got the Rams winning the division. I do have the Seahawks in as a wild card. And I also have the 49ers limping in as a wild card as well.
Okay. Well, I've got the exact same thing. I've got Seahawks, Rams, and Niners getting in. Seahawks leading and getting the division. Mike, how do you see this NFC West?
Yeah, same. Boy, we seem to like the Western divisions of the conferences. Yeah. Right? I've got three teams as well. I've got the Rams taking the division. Seattle is the next wild card, and then San Francisco squeaking in.
Okay. Larry, finish this off. How's this NFC West going to play out?
I've only got two teams. Obviously, Seattle has been a great surprise, and I guess maybe it shouldn't have been. They're playing great. So I still have the Rams winning the division, but I got Seattle up there getting in as a wild card.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to jump into our playoff predictions here in just 1 second. But before we do, we're right at about the midway point. And it's funny because every year we do this, and every year at the midway point, we go, oh, I really like this team. And by the end of the year, we go, what were we thinking? That's all right. We're going to go around the horn right now. And we are going to say right now, if you had to pick a most valuable player, who would your MVP be? And I'll be very honest. Right now, I might go Jonathan Taylor, running back for the Colts, but I know that's not who's going to win it because, hey, let's be honest, they don't pick running backs. They're not going to give it to that guy. Mike, who would be your MVP right now at the midway point?
Yeah, it's just like the Heisman in college, right?
Yes, 100%.
I don't know. It's funny. There's two top five candidates on the same team right now. I think in the last few weeks, May has joined the conversation.
Yeah.
Stafford is playing out of his mind. I'm going to take the dark horse. I'm going to take Taylor. I think John, what he's doing is absolutely incredible. And because he's so potent, I think that's why Daniel Jones is having a successful season as well. So
I would agree with that 100%. Rob, what about you? Who'd be your MVP right now at the midway point?
For me, it would be Stafford.
Okay.
Like Mike mentioned, just playing out of his mind right now. Yep. I think that's, keeps going. Yeah. So Stafford for me.
I get it. He is so valuable to that team. They lose him. That's a different team. Larry, finish this off. Who would be your MVP at the midway point?
Okay. I'll go different. I'm going to go Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I will say that Seattle continues to win ball games. And I think part of the Matt Stafford is that he should be doing it, right?
Yeah.
No one really expects Darnold to do this. He's just got that old legacy hanging on him. But I'll take him.
All right. We're going to go to one more award, and that would be the dreaded midseason coach of the year. Me personally, I would probably go Mike Vrabel with the New England Patriots. But does anybody else have anything different? Because I don't know. There's a number of teams that could have this. Mike, who would be your midseason coach of the year?
I really like Vrabel with what he has done with that team. You say this name to a casual NFL fan and they'll wonder who you're talking about. How about the coach of the Colts?
Yeah. No, you're right.
James Steichen, right?
Yeah. He's done a phenomenal job.
Nobody knows who he is, but
you're right.
You're taking a cast off who probably wouldn't have started if the young kid wouldn't have got injured.
Right.
You make a good trade to shore up your defense midway through the league. He's got to get some votes there. I like that one.
Yeah. No, that's a good pick. I like that pick. Rob, what about you? Who'd be getting your coach of the year?
Yeah, I agree. Shane Steichen from the Colts. Like I said, there was a little buzz about, Vrabel, with the Titans. He was a proven coach. People thought they wouldn't be this good, the Patriots, but, there was an idea there. But like Mike said, the Colts kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah, so for me, it's Shane.
All right. Larry, finish this off. Who would be your coach of the year, and why is his name Pete Carroll?
that would be funny. No, I am going to take Vrabel. I think more, of what May is doing has to do with the coach and the defense. I think he's got his fingerprints all over that. Not that Shane Steichen wouldn't be a good pick also, but I'm going with Vrabel. Yeah,
I get it. No, he's done a phenomenal job. And I don't know that you could go, wrong on either one of those guys. They've done very, very well. All right. Let's now jump in and go to our playoff predictions. We are going to roll through our top seven teams from each conference and let everyone know who's going to be making the postseason. Mike, go ahead and start us off. Just roll through the AFC 1-7. Who do you have?
Top two. Nobody would have thought this at the beginning of the year, right? I've got the Patriots as the number one seed.
Okay.
I've got the Colts as the number two seed. Like I said before, I've got the Chiefs winning the coming back and winning the West. And I've got Baltimore winning that division. Wild cards are Denver, Los Angeles Chargers, and the Buffalo Bills.
All right, Rob, you are up next. Let's have your top seven picks in the AFC.
Yeah, same teams, different order. Patriots, number overall, number one. Colts, number two. Denver Broncos, number three. Ravens, number four. And then my wild cards, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, and LA Chargers.
And Larry, finish this off. Who are your top seven?
Okay, I've got Patriots, number one. Indy, number two. The Baltimore Ravens, number three, Denver, number four, KC, five, Chargers, six. Oh, and Buffalo. Yeah, so Buffalo, seven, right?
All right. Yep, that would be seven. All right, I would go number one. I'm gonna stick with the Colts. Patriots at two, Broncos at three, Ravens at four, and then Bills, Chiefs, and Jaguars as my wild card teams. I won't feel good about them. Moving over to the NFC, Mike, what do you have?
I've got the Rams as the number one seed. I like Philly as the number two seed. And the Lions and the Bucks. The high wild card is Seattle at number five, Green Bay, and then the Niners.
All right, Rob, you're up. NFC, what do you got?
Same teams, different order. Eagles, number one. Rams, number two. Bucks, number three. Lions, number four. And then wild cards, Seattle, 49ers, and the Packers.
All right, Larry, you are the last one. What do you got, NFC?
Okay, I still have Detroit number one, Philly two, Rams three, Tampa Bay four, Seattle five, Green Bay six, Niners seven.
All right, we have our seven. My NFC looks a little bit different. I've got Seattle staying on top at the one, Packers two, Philly three, Tampa at four, the Rams, Lions, and Niners finish out those three wild card spots. All right, we are going to jump in right now to our wild card weekend. Give me all three of your AFC wild card games and winners. Mike, you are up first. Give me your three wild card games and who's going to win them?
Indy over Buffalo, the Chiefs over the Chargers.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
And your four versus five?
Four versus five. Boy, that's tough. Baltimore beating the Broncos.
Well, that just hurts my feelings. All right, Rob, AFC, wild card weekend. What's it going to look like?
Yeah, number two versus seven, Colts versus the Chargers. I got the Colts advancing. This is where that Chargers line gets them into trouble.
Yeah.
The 3-6, Broncos versus the Chiefs. I'm sorry, guys, but I have the Chiefs advancing.
All right.
And then number four and five, I got the Ravens versus the Bills, and the Ravens get it done this time.
Ooh, Baltimore takes it. All right, Larry, AFC wild card. Who are your three games? Who's going to win?
I've got Chargers over Baltimore.
Okay.
I've got Buffalo over Houston.
Buffalo gets through, and?
KC in Denver, and Denver wins that.
Denver advances. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. I don't know if I buy it. All right. On my side, I've got Patriots versus Jags. Patriots advance. Broncos versus Chiefs. Chiefs advance. Ravens versus Bills. And Bills advance. All right, Mike. NFC wildcard weekend. What do you got?
My 2-7 is the Eagles over the Niners. I've got the Lions beating the Packers in an NFC North showdown there. And then I've got Seattle upsetting Tampa Bay.
Ooh, I like that. Rob, you're up. NFC, what's it look like in wildcard weekend?
Yeah, 2-7 is Rams versus the Packers. I got the Rams advancing. The 3-6, I got the Bucks versus the 49ers. I have the Bucks advancing in a close one. And the 4-5 is the Lions and the Seahawks. This is where it falls apart for Darnold. Lions advancing.
Detroit beats Sam Darnold. He turned into a pumpkin. All right, Larry, NFC wildcard weekend. What do you got?
I've got the Rams, Lions, Seattle, and Philly.
You have four teams winning. You're clearly drunk.
Sure.
Is that the new flex game on Amazon Prime?
Sorry. Rams, Lions, and Seattle.
Detroit and Seattle get through. All right. I have got Packers versus Niners. Packers advance. Eagles versus Lions. Eagles advance. And Buccaneers versus Rams. And Rams advance. All right. We are moving on to the divisional round. Mike, I want both divisional games on the AFC side. What do you have for your divisional round?
I've got, the 1-4. That's going to be, I've got the Patriots beating the Ravens.
New England advances to the championship game. What do you got next?
And Indy beating Kansas City.
And the Colts. So now you're getting Patriots versus Colts. All right, I like that. Rob, AFC divisional round, how does it look?
Yeah, 1-6, the Patriots versus the Chiefs get an upset here. Chiefs advance. Then the 2-4 is the Colts versus the Ravens. Falls apart for the Colts. Ravens advance.
Ooh, KC and Baltimore are going to that championship round. Larry, what do you got? AFC divisional round. Who's getting through?
Okay, I've got Chargers beating Buffalo. And I've got the Pats beating Denver.
Oof. That hurts. Yeah. That hurts a lot. All right, I have got Patriots versus Bills, Patriots advance, Colts versus Chiefs, Chiefs advance. I will go vomit quietly to myself. All right, Mike, moving over to the NFC side, divisional round, what do you have?
Let's see here. In a NFC West showdown, I've got the Rams beating the Seahawks.
Ooh, that'd be a fun one. And the other game is?
And I've got Philly beating Detroit.
Ooh, Rams versus Philly. Okay, I like that. That'd be a good matchup. Very similar to what we had last year in the divisional round. Rob, what do you got? NFC.
NFC, 1-seed versus the 4. That's the Eagles versus the Lions. I have the Eagles advancing. Then the 2-3 game, Rams and the Bucks. Rams in a blowout.
Ooh. You guys have exactly the same teams getting through on the NFC side. Larry, NFC side, who's getting through to the divisional round?
I've got the Rams beating Detroit, and I've got Seattle coming out of the other game.
And the Seahawks get through. And in my divisional round, I've got Packers versus Rams. I've got Packers advancing, and I have got Seahawks versus Eagles. Seahawks advance and get past the tush. Push because they were playing at home and they made too much noise. All right, we are now down to our championship game. Mike, just go ahead and tell us Super Bowl 60. Don't tell us who's winning. Who's going?
Indy and the Rams.
Indianapolis Colts versus the Los Angeles Rams going to Super Bowl 60. We'll come back to you in just 1 minute for your winner. Rob, Super Bowl 60, who's going to be in it?
AFC, Chiefs versus Ravens. The hype is loud. Big underdogs, but we get an upset. Ravens come through. Other side, Eagles versus Rams. Comes down to the wire again. Rams lose it. Last play of the game. Eagles sneak through and advance. Ravens, Eagles, Super Bowl.
Rob has got Ravens versus Eagles in the All Birds Super Bowl. All right, Larry. Finish this off. You've got Chargers versus Patriots and Rams versus Seattle. Who's going to Super Bowl 60, Larry?
Yeah, I've got the Chargers coming out of the NFC. I've got the Rams coming out of the NFC.
An all LA Super Bowl for Larry.
Yep. Maybe they could sell out the stadium with both teams are playing.
Don't get carried away. Now you've gone too far. All right, I am going Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara. I am going with an old school AFC West matchup. Kansas City Chiefs versus Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
Yeah, disgusting on all fronts. I understand completely. All right, Mike, you're going to start this off. Super Bowl 60. You have Indy versus the Rams. In a game that Eric Dickerson has no idea to cheer for, who is going to come out on top? Super Bowl 60.
I'm going to stick with the Rams.
Rams to win. All right, Rob, You've got Baltimore versus the Eagles in your Super Bowl 60. Who's going to be our Super Bowl champions?
Yeah, Ravens versus Eagles in a back-and-forth game. Experience takes over. Eagles, back-to-back.
Philly wins back-to-back. You know Rob would just be elated if that were to happen. He's not going homer at all. Larry, you are up next. You have got an all-LA Super Bowl played in Northern California. Hey, where the hobos are running rich and the poop is everywhere. Who's coming home? Who's going home with the hardware?
I'm with Mike. It's going to be the Rams.
Rams. Wow. We've got two Rams picks here to win it all. And I am finishing it off. I have got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Seattle Seahawks. And you knew it had to happen at some point. Sam Darnold looked in the mirror and realized, oh my God, I'm Sam Darnold. A few calls just magically swing their way. The Kansas City Chiefs somehow still come back, win the Super Bowl, and no one watches the NFL ever
again.
We're done. I've had enough. I'm not watching this fixed nonsense anymore. I've got the Chiefs rallying to beat the Seattle Seahawks. Hey, that, you know, it's funny because I went through and I had made my picks. I scrapped them all. I redid them. I scrapped them again. I made a couple changes. And then I just threw darts at a board, and this is what I came up with. But if you can tell anyone that they can do any better, go ahead, because I can't figure out this league from 1 minute to the next. It's insane. And every single week, the games that we go, hey, there might be an upset there. That's not the one. The one we never saw coming is the one. What happened there? Is it just parity? Is that all it is? The margin for error is just so small?
It is. It is. And injuries, we've seen that this year for sure. They just take a toll, man. And, you know, if you're able to account for them and hopefully get guys back at the right time, that means everything, right?
Yeah. Like
the early part of the season is just kind of a shaken out period. And hopefully you're in good position. But it's about being healthy from here on out till the end.
Well, and who can stay healthy? And right now, who actually starts to get better? Because we're going to start to see some teams making some runs. We're going to start seeing some teams get some streaks together and start figuring it out. Teams that may have started slow. You know, we talked about Baltimore. Here's a team that a couple weeks ago, we're looking at their left for dead. And now we're going, I don't know. They might figure this out and make a run. And meanwhile, we could see a team that started so fast. And I'll just use this because we use it every year, but usually it's Arizona. We're like, hey, Arizona looks pretty good. And then they just go down the toilet by now. It starts, you know, fast and then they fade very, very quickly. I think we're going to see that again this year because we seem to see it every single year.
Well, and it also has a lot to do with the rest of your division, right?
Yeah. Like,
if you don't know, or if you expect your division to be worse or better than it was, you know, how you play those games changes. But yeah, if you find yourself in a division that isn't that competitive and you get that the division title, then you're set up pretty good, regardless of what your record is.
Sure. And you make a really good point because we're talking about some of these games. Hey, somebody from the NFC South is going to get a home playoff game. Every year, it seems like we see a team in the playoffs that we're like, they won? No, it happens every single year, and I think we're going to see it happen again because, again, that margin for error is just so small. You get into games, you see a turnover, you see a penalty, and all of a sudden the game swings away that we did not expect it to go at all. Mike, we're going to go ahead and finish this off, but do you have any closing thoughts, anything that you're looking forward to the rest of this NFL season? What do you have for your closing thoughts on our midseason NFL review?
It's just always, you never know what to expect, right?
Yeah.
The people say the NFL is scripted, but you can't make a script like what's been going on this year. I mean, we had another, 26-point comeback today. There's more this year than in the last 20 years or something like that in the fourth quarter. It's how many blocked punts and blocked field goals have there been this year? I mean, it's so bizarre this year. It's fun. Any team, obviously, can win at any time against anybody. I mean, who'd have thought Miami would have drubbed the Bills today? I mean, come on. You never know what to expect, and that's what's great about the NFL.
No, you're exactly right. And every year we talk about it and we say, hey, there's going to be a team and we think they're going to be better this year. And nobody saw the Colts. Like nobody thought that was going to happen. And here we are, and we're going, why didn't we see this coming? Because you just can't tell. You have a team figured out. You have a coach figured out. You have a player step up, and all of a sudden you're going, wow, they're a lot better than we expected. Rob, what do you have? It's mid season. That's always kind of, but hey, this has been really fun. And also, why is the season halfway over? That depresses me. But Rob, what do you have for the midseason review?
Yeah, I don't know how it's gone that fast, but definitely looking forward to the back half of the season. Kind of like you guys mentioned, like you think right now, like you got your Patriots 8-2, Colts, your Broncos all 8-2. But I still have probably the most questions about those teams out of everybody.
You're right.
And like I said, there's nobody that I really feel good about. So like I said, I'm looking forward to the second half of the season.
No, you're exactly right. About the time I think I have it figured out, that team just bottoms out and has a loss that I'm like, they lost to who? I don't understand it. It's just such a wide open season. Larry, finish this off. Give us some clarity. Help us to understand what's going on in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I've got none of that. I think it's because it is the surprises, right? The stuff that comes out of nowhere. You know, there seem the kicking game is just, we're paying attention to it way more than we ever did. We care about, you know, extra points that don't get made. That's the margin error you're talking about, right? And that's fun. You'd rather watch a good game than a blowout. And just because it's coming down to, you know, nobody cared about kickers before, right? It seems like they do these days.
Well, they're booing them almost 70 yards now. Yeah, you're starting to care a little more. You know, it's funny because I heard a lot, you know, we saw the Denver Broncos this last Thursday look like just garbage and scrape out a win against the Raiders. And we're all sitting there going, are the Broncos fake? And I understand the sentiment. And also I look around the league and go, show me who's not fake. Cause I don't know. Everybody's fake.
Would you rather be a Bronco fan today or a Buffalo Bill fan?
Right. No, the Bills are legit, right? The Bills, well, maybe. Are they? I don't know. I don't feel good about anybody. There's not a single team right now that I'm like, no, I know they're, I don't know.
Except for the Rams.
They're apparently going to, well, we got two of you guys got them win the whole thing. So, and then we've got, you know, the league being involved in one very shady situation that I have picked, but I picked it last year and I kind of nailed it. Gentlemen, as usual, I want to thank each of you for your time. I want to thank each of you for all your contributions to the Daily Dose. And just know, as we get down, you know, to the playoffs, we get a little closer, we get a little further down into this season, we will have you back and we will all tell everyone how much we all got right. But I would like to say thank you very much. Always appreciate your visits. Always enjoy our time together. Hope you all have a wonderful week. Hey, next week on The Dose, I have actually got something extra special for you. I will just tell you this. It is going to be very NFL flavored, but it is going to be something that you absolutely do not want to miss. So make sure that you stop by and you check out The Daily Dose and make sure you let a friend know to do the same. I want to say thank you to each member of our illustrious panel for their contributions to The Daily Dose. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, and for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody.